something about Tulsi Devi also this morning. Say a lot, but I'll say a little instead of a lot. The theology of the holy name from Srimad Bhagavatam is found, one principal place where that's found is in the sixth canto related to the Ajamila story. And the background is, it's wonderful to lead up to the glories of the holy name as described by Vishnudutas themselves, by Yamaraj himself, and by Shukadev Goswami himself. And I'll just narrate or read one of them, but it's very wonderful, just to help fix our attention on the glories of this wonderful holy name that we're about to chant together 100,000 times however many chants, 64 rounds. That's a lot of potency. Saguru sapita chapi samata bandhavo kisa. The Vishnu Dutas speak. A king or a governmental official should be so well qualified that he acts as a father, maintainer, and protector of the citizens because of affection and love. He should give the citizens good advice and instructions according to the standard scriptures and should be equal to everyone. Yamaraj does this, for he is the supreme master of justice, and so do those who follow in his footsteps. However, if such persons become polluted, like you guys, the Yamadutas, and exhibit partiality by punishing an innocent, blameless person, where will the citizens go to take shelter for their maintenance and security? The mass of people follow the example of a leader of society. We're supposed to become leaders of society as Vaishnavas. Trying to become Vaishnavas, and then that's a duty. So it's our duty to those who are serving by becoming Vaishnavas to be exemplary Vaishnavas and know what's what and do what and don't do the other. That's a leadership responsibility. They accept evidence, that's leaders, accept as evidence, people in general accept as evidence whatever the leader accepts. People in general are not very advanced in knowledge by which to discriminate between religion and irreligion. The innocent, unenlightened citizen is like an animal. Ignorant animal sleeping in peace with its head on the lap of the master, faithfully believing in the master's protection. If a leader is actually kind-hearted and deserves to be the object of a living entity's faith, he can punish or kill a person. How can he punish or kill a foolish person who has fully surrendered in good faith and friendship? Ajamila has already atoned for all his sinful actions. Indeed, he has atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayana. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense, and therefore he is now pure and eligible for liberation. The Vishnu Dutas continued, even previously, while eating and at other times, this Ajamila would call his son, saying, "My dear Narayan, please come here." Although calling the name of his son, he nevertheless uttered the four syllables, Narayana. Simply by chanting the name of Narayana, in this way, he sufficiently atoned for the sinful reactions for millions of lives. The chanting of the holy name of Lord Vishnu is the best process of atonement for a thief of gold or other valuables, for a drunkard, for one who betrays a friend or relative, for one who kills a brahmana, or for one who indulges in sex with the wife of his guru or another superior. It is also the best method of atonement for one who murders women, the king, or his father, for one who slaughters cows, and for all other sinful men, simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore considers, quote, "Because this man chanted my holy name, it is my duty to give him protection. By following the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or undergoing atonement, sinful men do not become purified as by chanting once the holy name of Lord Hari. Although ritualistic atonement may free one from sinful reactions, it does not awaken devotional service. Unlike the chanting of the Lord's holy names, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes, and paraphernalia, the ritualistic ceremonies of atonement recommended in the religious scriptures are insufficient to cleanse the heart, absolutely. Because after atonement, one's mind again runs toward material activities. Consequently, for one who wants liberation from the fruit of reactions of material activities, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, Prabhupada's embellishment, names of the Lord, or glorification of the name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord is recommended as the mood, the most perfect process of atonement, because such chanting eradicates the dirt from one's heart completely. At the time of death, this Ajamila helplessly and very loudly chanted the holy name of the Lord, Narayana. That chanting alone has already freed him from the reactions of all sinful life. Therefore, O servants of Yamaraj, do not try to take him to your master for punishment in hellish conditions. One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins, even if he chants indirectly Sankirtan, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully. This is accepted by all the learned scholars of the scriptures. If one chants the holy name of Hari and then dies because of an accidental misfortune, such as falling from the top of a house, nobody should climb up and chant, fall, slipping and suffering broken bones while traveling on the road, bitten by a serpent, afflicted with pain and high fever, or being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absolved from having to enter hellish life, even though he is sinful. Authorities who are learned scholars and sages have carefully ascertained that one should atone for the heaviest sins by undergoing a heavy process of atonement, and one should atone for lighter sins by undergoing lighter atonement. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, however, vanquishes all the effects of all sinful activities, regardless of whether heavy or light. Although one may neutralize the reactions of sinful life through austerity, charity vows, and other such methods, these pious activities cannot uproot the material desires in one's heart. However, if one serves the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, he is immediately freed from all such contaminations. As a fire burns dry grass to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful activities. If a person, unaware of the effective potency of a certain medicine, takes that medicine or is forced to take it, it will act, even without his knowledge, because its potency does not depend upon the patient's understanding. Similarly, even though if one does not know the value of chanting the holy name of the Lord, if one chants, knowingly or unknowingly, the chanting will be very effective. That's the end of Vishnu Dutta's lecture. So they, having given their judgment, they broke the bonds of the Yamadutas and dismiss them. Go away. Don't touch this soul, Ajamila. Like the discussion with Haridas Thakur and the Brahmanas at the home of the Majumdar family, where they were discussing the glories of the holy name, Haridas Thakur said, "And if this is the effect of Namabhas, then what to speak of Shuddha Nam?" So, we're all chanters of somewhere in that phase of Namabhas, the clearing stage. And japa retreat intention, hopefully, is that by very focused attention, by intense prayer, by a lot of mercy, may we enter more closely to the stage of Shuddha Nam, receiving and chanting the pure holy name. Diyatam diyatam karano, niyatam niyatam vachaha, giyatam giyatam nityam, harir nam eva kevalam. The repeated chanting of the holy name is like polishing a diamond. A diamond has its natural luster, sparkle, quality, but when covered, that sparkle and luster doesn't shine out, doesn't shine forth. And the soul also has its natural quality. And by repeated diyatam, diyatam, giyatam, giyatam, remembering and repeating the glories of the holy name and vibrating the holy name, it's polishing the diamond or cleansing the heart. Three particular things, the sankalpa that you wrote yesterday, was it? Morning? The intention that brought you here, and now we're here, let that sankalpa, your intention, help to focus, like the magnifying glass focusing the rays of the sun to burn away the debris of material contamination of the heart, while chanting, invite or invoke the mercy of the holy name through that lens, what you're with genuine feeling to fulfill that, by mercy, to fulfill that intention. This term sankalpa comes, it's used also in Karmakanda. It's a standard Vedic component of yajna. In the Karmakanda yajnas, if someone wants health or wealth or something or something or something, at the beginning of the yajna or towards the beginning of the yajna, that sankalpa is uttered to invoke the mercy of the devas, to bring about the descending, whatever it is that one wishes to achieve. And this is nama yajna or japa yajna, where the sankalpa, also the intention, is very important. We heard the mercy of the holy name acts anyways, but the fullness of that mercy is achievable this way, by trying to go beyond our however many lifetimes of doing the same thing that we're doing, practicing sadhana bhakti. Let's get on the other side of so many births and deaths of practicing sadhana bhakti and become, at least aspire for shuddha bhakti and shuddhanam. And our association together, that collective effort, will help immensely. So I'll repeat some things from yesterday. As far as your capacity permits, stay together. And if you need to go about here and there, that's fine also. But it will increase the effectiveness of our collective experience. We stay together. And praying to Tulsi Devi, our very, very elevated prayers to Tulsi. She has the power to give us eternal residence in the spiritual world. Just by praying to her and chanting around Tulsi is powerful. It's scriptural. It's also something that one can experience directly. I brought the Anti Lila Volume 3 and wanted to just read also those verses where Haridas Thakur finally instructs the prostitute. Each of the times that she came, Haridas Thakur was sitting chanting before his Tulsi plant. And the second evening that she came, she wasn't just listening to Haridas, she was also seated by the Tulsi plant and calling Hari, Hari. Oh my Lord Krishna. Oh my Lord Krishna. Just by being in the proximity, physical proximity of Haridas. So put us all together and we don't equal Haridas, but the principle doesn't change. By proximity, chanting in the company of sincere chanters, it's very, very powerful. And before Tulsi Devi. Where's that verse? This is the second evening. The prostitute returned to Ramchandra Khan after the first evening and informed him all of what had happened. The next day she came early at the beginning of the evening and stayed with Haridas Thakur After offering obeisances to the Tulsi plant and Haridas Thakur, she sat down on the threshold of the room. Thus, she began to hear Haridas chanting. And she personally also chanted, Hari Hari, the names of the Lord. Haridas Thakur informed her, today it will be possible to finish my chanting. Then I shall satisfy your desires. The night ended while Haridas Thakur was chanting, but by his association, the mind of the prostitute changed. The prostitute, now purified, fell at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur and confessed, so this is the third evening, that Ramchandra Khan had appointed her to pollute him. Because I have taken the profession of a prostitute, she said, I have performed unlimited sinful acts. My Lord, be merciful to me. Deliver my fallen soul. Haridas Thakur replied, I know everything about the conspiracy of Ramchandra Khan. He is nothing but an ignorant fool. Therefore, his activities do not make me feel unhappy. On the very day Ramchandra Khan is planning to intrigue against me, I would have left this place immediately, but because you came to me, I stayed here for 3 days to deliver you. The prostitute said, kindly act as my spiritual master, instruct me in my duty by which to get relief from material existence. Haridas Thakur replied, immediately, go home and distribute to the brahmanas whatever property you have, then come back to this room and stay here forever in Krishna consciousness. Chant the Hare Krishna mantra continuously and render service to the Tulsi plant by watering her and offering prayers to her. In this way, you will very soon get the opportunity to be sheltered at the lotus feet of Krishna. Beautiful purport by Srila Prabhupada. And thus instructing the prostitute about the process of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Haridas Thakur stood up and left, continuously chanting, Hari, Hari. Thereafter, the prostitute distributed to the brahmanas whatever household possessions she had, following the order of her spiritual master. The prostitute shaved her head clean in accordance with Vaishnava principles and stayed in that room wearing only one cloth. Following the footsteps of her spiritual master, she began chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 300,000 times a day. We're doing 64. She was doing 3 times 64. From 0 to 3 times 64. She chanted throughout the entire day and night. She worshipped the Tulsi plant, following the footsteps of her spiritual master. Instead of eating regularly, she chewed whatever food she received as alms. And if nothing was supplied, she would fast. Thus, by eating frugally and fasting, she conquered her senses. And as soon as her senses were controlled, symptoms of love of Godhead appeared in her person. Thus the prostitute became a celebrated devotee. She became very advanced in spiritual life, and many stalwart Vaishnavas would come to see her. Seeing the sublime character of the prostitute, everyone was astonished. Everyone glorified the influence of Haridas Thakur and offered him obeisances. By inducing the prostitute to disturb Haridas Thakur, Ramchandra Khan caused a seed of offense at the lotus feet, at his lotus feet, to germinate. This seed later became a tree, and when it fructified, Ramchandra Khan ate the fruits. The whole village was destroyed by Ramchandra Khan's offense, and this Vaishnavi became celebrated because she took the association of Haridas Thakur, although initially her intention was wicked, she became an elevated personality who delivered others by her faith in the holy name. So I was thinking when Uttama Mataji suggested we bring Tulsi Devi, was, oh, this is very good. Our professions were not precisely those of the prostitute, but our material condition, it was certainly grossly distracted from our real mission. And by association with Srila Prabhupada and the followers of Srila Prabhupada, we've been rescued from such a path of life. And to really fulfill that which Prabhupada wanted to give us was not just, you know, stop gross sinful activity, but to take the pure holy name. I was thinking to invite all of us to adopt that same mood. Our present chanting is but a reverberation of that chanting that Prabhupada brought. Just share a little personal experience. My first direct association with Prabhupada was his visiting the university that I was attending as an undergraduate. And I didn't know who Prabhupada was. I didn't know what the Mahamantra was. I knew something about Bhagavad Gita from a philosophy professor, but I really didn't, you know, I didn't know ABC. And I was passing through the student union, and there was this crowd of people just, like, you know, at the door of it's called the Millard Fillmore Room, and inside the Millard Fillmore Room was Srila Prabhupada and Allen Ginsberg. But the place was jam-packed. So I kind of wiggled my way through that crowd at the door and went inside, and there was Prabhupada on a little raised platform, a couple levels up. And Prabhupada was very elegantly playing kartals, and Allen Ginsberg was diddy-bopping away on his bongo drums. And just chanting and chanting, and they just chanted for 2 hours. Because the audience was intoxicated, flying high like a kite, bouncing off the walls and ceiling, and Prabhupada understood the audience, and so he just chanted. And at the end of the chanting, it was very silent because people were very eager to hear what he had to say. He spoke very simply, 10 minutes or less than 10 minutes, on what chanting was and what it was intended to do, and invited everyone to take part in chanting on a regular basis and come to our center, which was across the street from the campus. End of discussion and prasadam. I didn't know what that experience of being in Prabhupada's presence chanting was, but it was like a catapult for my life. It just like sent me, and I'm still going. From hearing the chanting of a pure devotee, even not knowing what it was, just like the Bhagavatam describes, and so many things started very wonderfully and radically and changing in my life just from that experience. So I'd like to personally encourage whoever else wants to personally feel like that prostitute that was rescued by Haridas Thakur, whatever the trajectory of my life was going to be, it wasn't going to be a good one. Not a transcendentally good one for sure, just because the atmosphere of our age is so contaminating. an innocent sojourner in the contaminating atmosphere is going to get ambushed, for sure. This was rescued from all of that by Prabhupada's compassion, simply chanting the holy name and simply delivering the message of the chanting of the holy name. So two Tulsis have appeared. We can take advantage of her mercy and the mercy of the holy name, be in a very receptive mood to receive the fullness, as much as our capacity permits, the fullness of the mercy of the holy name, and call out very feelingly to Nama Prabhu to deliver the pure holy name into our hearts. So, microphone can now go over here, and you can kindly lead us in our prayers.
Chanting this prayer, I can repeat the Sanskrit first, and then you can all repeat the Sanskrit, and then we'll all say the English together, line by line, or verse by verse. So, first verse, and then you repeat, and then all of us repeat the English, and then I'll go on to the second verse. We encourage you to really try to absorb yourself in hearing the mood of these prayers. Remember that this is your inauguration into the chanting of 64 rounds, and that you are truly praying deeply for the mercy of Nam Prabhu to help you make wonderful advancement through the chanting. Tribhanga bhangi marupam venurandra karanchitam gopi mandala madhyastam sobitam nandanandanam. Tribhanga venurandra karanchitam gopi mandala madhyastam sobitam nandanandanam. His form bent in three places, his hands bent over the holes of his flute. The son of Nanda Maharaj stands resplendent amidst a circle of gopis. Avigyam kuru male tvam harinama japeshu cha Sri Radha Krishna yor dasyam dehi male tu prartaye. Shivada Krishna Yor Dasya Dei Marayu Pratay. Okay. Please destroy inauspiciousness in my chanting of the holy name, Lord Hari, and grant me the position of service to Radha and Krishna. This is all I pray, O Nala. Nama chintamani rupam namaiva paramagati namna parataram nashti tasman nama upasmahe.
Nama chintamani rupam namaiva paramagati namna parataram nashti tasman nama upasmahe.
holy name is a beautiful transcendental touchstone. It is the supreme goal. There is nothing higher than the holy name. I therefore worship the holy name. Nama yagyo maha yagya kalo kalma sanasanam krishna chaitanya pritate nama yagya samarpanam
nama yagyo maha yagya kalo kalma sanasanam krishna chaitanya pritate nama yagya samarpanam.
The sacrifice of the name is the highest yagya, which destroys the contamination of Kali Yuga. In order to please Lord Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer this sacrifice to the holy name. Patita Pavana Nama Nishtaraya Naradamam Radha Krishna Swarupaya Chaitanyaya Namo Namaha. Holy name is the savior of the fallen. Oh, please deliver this lowest of men. Oh, obeisances again and again unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unto Sri Radha and Krishna. Tvam male sarvadevanam sarvasiddhi pradamata tena satyena me siddhim dehi matar namostute. Pradamata O Mala, among all the gods, you are considered the bestower of all perfection. By dint of this fact, O Mother, please grant me perfection. Obeisances unto you. Hare Krishna.